Okay, yeah, it was a pretty wild meeting up there. I mean, if you start off with a question like, how do we connect probabilistic learning theory to physical matter? the first few steps are kind of reasonable, but it does kind of take off into, like, you know, you're doing philosophy with log likelihood functions, and that's basically what was happening.
Infomax.
What is infomax? Infomax is if you've got some numbers here, like a vector, you've got a whole bunch of them, like some images or something, and you want to get them over here, and you've got some other numbers that say what the transmission channel is like, and you get to change these numbers to, like, almost like opening and shutting the tubes, right? Infomax is the procedure where you change these numbers to get the information over here as well as possible. It's maximizing the mutual information between the sender and the receiver, right? So it's really like you know, playing with a wire until it's a faithful conductor of the signal. That's basically the idea. And so the reason it got interesting is because if the wires are like photoreceptors and the receiver is like V1, and you put images in, you can think of the mapping from retina to cortex as an infomax mapping, if that's what you think the brain is, which of course it isn't. But if you did think that that's what the brain was, and you did derive the algorithm and optimize it, you would get things that look a little bit like V1 receptor fields, and you would be able to analyze EEG and all that kind of stuff that Scott does. But the reason that it's kind of annoying as a brain theory is that it actually works better than it should, considering that it's completely not what the brain's doing.